Bom dia.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. Today, we have a little helper today. He has his own microphone. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to use it, but it's here. Morning, buddy.
We don't know if this is going to work with...
It's going to work. It's
going to
work.
Microphone, you know.
All right. Today's devotional, the verses are Genesis 12, 10 through 20. And this is the verse Genesis 12, 13. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you. And the devotional today is titled, The Need for Respect. And so, as we're looking at the life of Abram and his wife Sarai, this is a crazy part because he went into Egypt and he said, my wife is beautiful, so I have to tell them that she's my sister, so that way I will not be killed. Because when they see how beautiful you are, they will kill me and take you as their wives. Of course, he didn't want that to happen. He didn't want to die. He had promises from God. God was sending him to a land that was amazing and better than where he was before. And so I can't imagine the stress of Abram in this situation. And so today, the need for respect. And I think that this fits so well in marriage because I think one of the major things that a husband needs, a man needs in a marriage is respect.
Come back here. Even in the Bible, it says like, love your wives like Christ, and wives respect your husband. Preachers says that women already love their husbands easily or show their love in an easy way, but the respect, wow, that's for me.
You need to be respect. You respect me, so that's not like something new to you. Don't act like it's new for you, because it's not, you know.
But I have to apply it more times. Sometimes I want to do something, or I want something, you know, and or I want to do something, and I'm going to do my thing, you know. Instead of just doing my thing, it would be more respectful if we decided together, and also not just deciding to do alone by myself and have my own decision. We are a couple, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And what does a wife need? A husband needs respect. What does a wife need?
Love.
Love. I could work better on that too, so...
Demonstrations, right? Demonstrations of love.
Yeah. All right. Here's the devotional. Today, life can present a married couple with tough choices. Do you take that promotion at work if it means traveling with business associates who have no morals? Do you keep having lunch with the friend of the opposite sex if it makes your spouse uncomfortable?
What?
No, you don't. You don't. The list goes on. So it was with Abram and Sarai. Famine in the land put them into crisis. Move or die of starvation. And I can't imagine the moment of Abram, because they just left their comfort. They just left their home, their family. They left their situation there to go to a better place. And then a famine happens. It's like us getting married in the beginning and then COVID happened. You know, it's like we're trying to figure out life together and then boom, the world shuts down. And so Sarai was so beautiful that she was sure to attract the attention of Egyptian rulers who wouldn't hesitate to kill Abram to get his wife. So Abram told his wife to say she was his sister. And Abram did need to survive for the covenant promises of God to come true, right? According to the prevailing pattern for women in that era, Sarai had no say about the agreement. But how do you think she felt about a husband who feared more for his own skin than for hers? Can you trust your spouse after being misrepresented as someone you're not? That kind of betrayal can drive a wedge between a couple that can only widen over time. In the movie Love Story, Oliver tells his girlfriend Jennifer, love means never having to say you're sorry. Maybe that's what Abram thought after telling a lie about his wife. Sure enough, the Egyptians praised her to Pharaoh, and Sarai was taken into Pharaoh's palace. But God rescued her out of that difficult situation by afflicting Pharaoh and his family with such serious diseases that Sarai was sent back to her husband. And Abram even got to keep the livestock and servants that he acquired in the process. One problem with never saying you're sorry about wronging your spouse is that you are inclined to repeat your behavior. That is absolutely true, and we will talk about that in our questions today. Stay tuned. That's exactly what happened. Some years later, Abram once more passed his wife off as his sister, this time to Abimelech, the king of Gerar. Years after that, Abram and Sarai's son, Isaac, did the same thing with his wife, Rebekah. So wrong left unresolved between a couple only succeeded into perpetuating the abuse, threatening the very call of Abram to be the father of many nations. The poor choices that Abram made affected his marriage and his future. A Christian married couple can learn from Abram's life that choices have long-lasting ramifications. To deal with poor choices, own up to any misuse or disrespect of each other. Deal openly and quickly with the sin, come clean with each other and the Lord, and ask each other for forgiveness. Then resolve not to repeat the offense again. So I think there's a lot of great points in this devotional today. Let's go ahead and go to our questions. Baby boy is a little anxious this morning. Come here, buddy. The first question here. Given the cultural gender roles of his time, should Abram have apologized to his wife for his treatment to her?
You should always apologize, right?
I totally understand the situation. You know, I totally get it. I understand. They left their comfort. And when you don't have those relationships around you, those people around you, that community around you, you're in a new place. I understand, you know, I understand what it's like to be in a new place. And then a famine happens and the stress of Abram to lead all the people that are with him, you know, and he doesn't want to die. He needs to fulfill the promises that God has for him. You know, I totally get it, but it doesn't mean it's right. He should definitely apologize to his wife.
I also think, for example, God's will, it's not going to be for us to sin. So I bet he would provide, you know, God would have provided another way if he didn't lie, because that caused lies into generations, even to their children. And this is not something that we want to pass to our children, you know, for example. And it happened with Isaac, right? With Jacob. So it kept going. Something that's cut it off, you know, and ask for forgiveness to God and to his wife, of course, and change.
The second part of that question says, what might have been a result if he did apologize? And I think that I love what you said, that this was not God's plan A. God's plan A is not for us to sin. I believe that he would have made a way for Abram in that situation. And so many times in our life where we don't trust God, or where we think it's up to me to make the choice because God's going to, you know, whatever the situation is, it's up to us. But that's not true. God has our back. He called him, right? He called him to leave. So of course God would provide. He would provide everything. I always say God funds his plans, right? He prepares his plans. So if he sent him to go, even if he had to go to prison or whatever happened, you know, look at the life of Paul, look at the life of Jesus, look at the life of John the Baptist, right? Look at all these things that they had to go through.
The circumstances are not going to be perfect always, right? So they had to follow God and trust him 100% to do what was his will.
Yeah. Second question, can telling all the truth in a situation also be a form of using each other?
I think there's a time for us to tell certain things that we should be praying. So God reveals to us what is the right timing to tell all the truth about some things. Like when you're dating, you know, for example, you're going to tell about your past to your future spouse. You know, you're not going to tell the first day that you met the person, hey, you, I'm going to marry you. So I'm going to tell you in the past, I used to be like this, this and that, you know, you don't do that. So there's a right timing to tell everything so a person can survive and digest everything it's receiving, I guess, right?
And to our third question here, do we agree or disagree with the statement, love means never having to say you're sorry? I absolutely disagree with that 100%. Because let's say this, I love God. I make mistakes. I fall short every single day, but I love God. And I always say, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. I start a lot of my prayers like that. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me because I am wrong. I'm fallen. I do the very thing I don't want to do. Just like the verse says, I don't want to do all the things that I do wrong, but I do. I have these habits, right? Yesterday, we were talking about some of those habits that we have that we don't like, but we do it. And we're working on that every day, trying to be more like Christ, to be the person that he's calling us to be. So I absolutely disagree. You should say sorry to the one that you love, even to the people that you don't love. If you did wrong to somebody, humble yourself, tell them, you know what I mean?
I wish I was that perfect, but no way. you know? So I definitely have to ask for sorry. And I believe all human beings, you know, are not perfect. And there's something that sometimes you're going to do wrong. Even if you're thinking that you're doing every single thing perfect, just let the Holy Spirit come and work in you. And He's going to show some things, you know? But I'm not saying that you're not living in the perfect will of God, right? But sometimes we have some thoughts, or we speak in a way that we shouldn't, or we do something that we shouldn't, right? So, yeah, we would be more perfect, but then we'd be in heaven already.
Yeah, amazing. So that's our devotional today. I want to add my own bonus question here, my own personal challenge to our audience today, our listeners, and for my wife. Because I just love the story of Abram being called to leave his home, his comfort. And that is the call of missions. And that's the call that I answered. God said, go. Actually, if you don't know my story, it started a little bit before that, where I told God, if you save me from my addiction, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And that is what happened. God picked me up. He cleaned me off. He saved me. And I had to fulfill the promise that I promised to the Lord. And so eventually I went through some training. I went through an addiction program. I went through some training of ministry and missions, and then I was sent out. And so I totally understand what it's like to be called out of your place, your comfort, your culture, your home, your family, the relationships around you, and then trouble happens. And you're like, what am I going to do? That's when you're vulnerable. That's when the enemy comes to attack. And so we have to be so firm in our foundation with the Lord that we don't lie on those things, that we don't fall into the temptation that's there. So we don't be led astray from the path that God is leading us to, because it's so important. And that's the moment of faith, right? When God called us out to go and we're obedient, we're going, but then, oh, wow, look over there, you know, like it's so easy to be led on the wrong path. And so that's my challenge for you today. How do you react when God has called you out, when you're stepping out in faith and temptations come, right? And so that's my personal challenge for you. Anything else you want to add today, Mark?
I just reminded of this story of Abraham when we were in theology school, and they were saying that there are some things about, for example, lying to save a person, that would that be allowed or no? You know, so I'm gonna just leave the question.
Wow.
You know, so to save a person, or in this case was Abraham's own life, right? But would God forgive you? Of course God forgave Abraham. So that comes with a decision to take with God and the Holy Spirit, right? Because if you have to lie in order to save a generation or to save a person.
But it goes back to that, did he need to lie?
Yeah.
In his own human strength, he felt the need to lie, but I believe that God would have made a way, right?
Yeah, I believe God would have made a way. But that is a question in real life, yeah. Right?
It happens.
There's no way to escape unless you're a martyr, right? And you're in front of, like, assassins, and they're going to ask you, do you love Jesus? And if you would say yes, we're going to kill you. Well, in that occasion, I think we'd have to say, yes, I love Jesus. It's hard, but it's like, I'm not going to deny him, you know?
Amazing. Not that part's not amazing, but the devotional today was amazing. So thank you guys again for joining us.
Take us to profound thoughts, huh?
Yeah. Deep thoughts. All right. Well, we're going to end our time today with a prayer, and we're going to allow Elijah to pray today. He's going to pray for us. Let's see.
Okay, buddy. Hey.
It's
your turn.
Pray.
You gotta pray, okay?
Jesus.
Amen. Good job. That's right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time to be with my wife and with my son and in your presence this morning as a family. I'm so grateful that we were able to wake up before work today and spend time with you and to be able to do this devotional as a family, Lord. It's so beneficial. It's so amazing for our family. Thank you for teaching us something. I pray that we can take something that we learned today into our day and apply it, Lord, that as we're being obedient to you, we will not lie. We will not stray from the path that you're sending us on, Lord, and that we don't feel the need to have to fulfill your promises in our strength, Lord, because if you promised it, you will give us the strength to do it, Lord. So thank you so much. We love you. We thank you for another day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. See you on the next episode.